you know, again, you bring a knife to a gunfight, you're going to lose. And don't be surprised when you keep bringing guns to gunfights and then somebody else decides to start shooting back.
So I wasn't really sure how to start this video, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Everybody's seen it. I don't even need to get into it. Charlie Kirk got shot. The lady on the train got stabbed. A lot of stuff's going on right now. But I'm going to play a video that was made by Asmongold. He's a content creator, very popular, millions of followers. And he had a kind of a take that I kind of agree with. I want to play and see what you guys think. Comment below. Let me know what you think about this, what he's got to say here. But yeah, I believe it's a pivotal point in America. And I think, you know, where we go from here, it's scary, man. It's a scary place. I don't know. Let's check it out. Let's see what he's got to say.
Right now, we are at a extremely pivotal moment. And I think that what's going to end up happening is that right-wing people are not going to continue to turn the other cheek. They're not going to continue to just, oh, well, you know, this is just a crazy left-wing radical. I think you're probably right. Going to see right-wing people doing the same thing to left-wing people.
Right.
And honestly, while I don't think this is a good thing, I certainly don't really feel that sorry for them. Because a lot of left-wing people have no problem advocating for violence, or at least using coded language in order to advocate for violence. The fact is that there's a certain level of intellectual dishonesty that goes on in situations like this where it's considered, oh, well, you know, this isn't actually what they meant, and no, this is actually some other... No, it is. It's exactly what they mean. They're trying to advocate for killing people that they disagree with. That's what's happening, and there's no talking around it. And to the extent that you try to, you're insulting the intelligence of anyone that you're speaking to. And I think that now you're going to start seeing a lot of right-wing people end up doing this to left-wing people now even more, because it's very clear that these social media platforms are not going to moderate this behavior. The FBI, for whatever reason, just refuses to deal with or have any degree of accountability for dealing with these obvious terrorists that are in the country. And because of that, I think you're going to start seeing an uptick of violence from right-wing people as well. And this is going to be, in my opinion, I don't really think the word is justified because it's not justified, but the word is expected. I think it's going to be expected. The fact is that, you know, again, you bring a knife to a gunfight, you're going to lose. And don't be surprised when you keep bringing guns to gunfights and then somebody else decides to start shooting back.
Good point. Damn good point. So, yeah, what do you guys think? Comment below. Let me know. See you on the next one, I guess. Man, what a crazy world we live in. Hold your people you love, man. Your family, your kids. We only got one life, and it don't last long. See you next time. Thanks for following along.